This adventure starts off in the conference room at Eastern Michigan University's physical plant building.
This is the tunnel. It's about 1.8 miles.
Bilal Salsour is the director of facilities, maintenance, and operations at Eastern. He points to a map of the tunnels that run under the university like a spider web. We're joined by Mark Monarch, manager of technical mechanical trades and utilities. We then take a short drive to the heating plant on campus and walk through the building's mechanical room to get to a steam tunnel that connects to the main library.
So watch that, watch this. Some spots it's a little
Mark looks for a key to open the gated door. At this point, we're in a warm, semi-lit area, but that changes when we enter the concrete tunnel that's well lit with small individual lights. They're positioned about 20 feet apart from each other.
The powerhouse is the epicenter, and all the steam is going through this tunnel to be distributed to multiple buildings on campus.
Mark goes on to say that 99% of the buildings on campus use the steam for heat, hot water, and cooking. The 8-foot high by 6-foot wide tunnel with pipes on one side and a narrow pathway on the other doesn't look old, smell funny, or is nearly as loud as you would think. That's because this one was updated in 1998 when Halley Library was built. But that all changes when we leave this tunnel and drive to another one where the real fun begins.
This is Ford Hall, and this is an older tunnel. We got a wooden frame around the door.
It almost looks like Indiana Jones, doesn't it?
I joke around with Mark and Bilal. We go through the door. It has a sign above it that reads, "Danger, confined space, keep out." But I guess it's too late to turn around now. Hunched over in less than 5 feet, 9 inches of space, we walk on wood panels because the eroded concrete floors are muddy due to water leaks. Mark is up front.
Oh man, nobody's been here. I got cobwebs, man.
Minutes from a 1903 State Board of Education meeting revealed that nearly $47,000 were spent to build a tunnel system from the powerhouse to the science complex on campus. However, Ford Hall wasn't built until 1929. Other minutes from 1911, 1912, and 1927 also reveal that over $180,000 were spent on tunnel extensions and a new heating plan. The Ford Tunnel has brick walls, and there are some lights in this tunnel as well, but it's definitely a lot darker and warmer than the previous one we were in. Bilal says it's warmer because we're closer to a mechanical room that has heavy machinery. With a flashlight in hand, Mark kneels down to show me an opening on one of the tunnel walls. It's almost pitch black.
This is the under Ford Hall right here. These are the pillars and everything that support Ford.
They look like catacombs.
It does look like catacombs. It's kind of cool.
Mark then shares a fun fact about an EMU building from the 1850s that no longer stands. The information was unearthed when recent construction took place in this tunnel.
It's the old main building. So they found the foundation for the old, it was called Old Main, and it was one of the original buildings for Eastern.
Maintenance workers are usually the only ones who come down to the tunnel system that's up to 8 feet underground. But stories have been told that during the 1980s, fans of Dungeons & Dragons sneaked in to play out their fantasies. Since then, security has gotten a lot tighter, so don't get any ideas about trying to travel to the dark and hidden tunnels that lie beneath the surface of the EMU campus. Jorge Avillon, 89.1 WEMU News.